Yo, what's good, Kai?
How you doing, guys? I'm the homie.
I'm the fam.
And this is the squad, bro.
Nigga.
Bro, you go and get me demonetized every single episode, bro.
Does it look like I give a
make
fuck?
Make sure we don't make those 10 cents every single episode we do.
Yeah, you really need that 10 cents, you broke-ass bitch, nigga.
I really need that 10 cents,
bro. Bro, we got some big news on this pod right here, my Negro.
So we're gonna be talking about Wild Man. So I do not. Did we do a podcast with Wild Man?
Yeah, it's on my account. It's like 40 minutes long.
Damn, you gotta post that, homie.
Yeah, nigga, I will.
Are you signed into Homie Fam Squad?
What you mean? Am I signed into Homie Fam Squad?
Are you signed into Homie Fam Squad?
I just saved your goofy ass. Damn.
Are you dead?
No, nigga, I'm alive.
I'm going to eat your ass, dog.
Nigga, I wish you would. Fuck.
Did you die?
Yeah, nigga. Damn, nigga, they really took away my infecting knife. No, nigga, homie, like, fucking Wild Man was, like, the best shit of my life, nigga. I ain't even gonna hold you. I've never enjoyed myself more on a trip than fucking Wild Man, nigga. Nigga, we partied like it was 1869, nigga.
We were going crazy, bro.
Nah, bro, that was so fun. But sad news is, today is the last day we will be seeing Bald Kid and Homeless Man.
Homeless Man.
All three of the gang are breaking off, Nick. And they're...
Oh, we can talk about what we did on Wildman. I'm going to be honest, I can't remember a thing.
Nah, I can't remember anything.
We were too, like, messed up. I wish we would have got drunk. I didn't feel like we got that drunk.
Hey, bro, I don't know how we gonna do this podcast, cuz.
Hear me?
What?
Why? Why can't we do this podcast?
Because we don't have shit to talk about.
We literally do have shit to talk about. We're gonna be talking about reminiscing about Wild Man.
Alright.
Yeah, but what's it called?
Give me a sec. I'm taking a leak.
You know this is on a podcast.
What happened?
You know this is on a podcast, right?
My bad, I thought this was a FaceTime, no lie.
Dude, I'm being serious. I hope some random, like, mom listens to this and just listens to you piss.
Not gonna lie, nigga, I'd kill myself.
Hey, tell your favorite story about Mike.
When me and him go into this gas station, and I get lost in the gas station because I'm so zooted. I went in a circle, and because everything looks in a circle, I was like, damn, nigga, I'm lost, and I called him. Gibson, and he had to come grab my hand and show me the way out, dude, of my circle. Because I thought I was trapped in a labyrinth, cuh. But Mike's a G, though. I love Mike. Ryan's funny. That's... I would say give Mike is more of like the nigga in charge than you. You take backseat to whenever he says something. Ryan's funny. Ashton's cool with anything. DJ's an OG. Nigga, you already know. I'm gonna actually text Mike real quick and tell him. Yeah, I'm here, cuh.
Sorry, I had to go get a muffin.
No, I had to text that man, Mike, and tell him about how he rescued me.
Dude, oh, you're talking about how Mike?
Yeah, that nigga rescued me.
What do you mean he rescued you?
I got lost in the, like, snack aisle. Like, I was so zooted.
What are we playing?
I don't know, nigga. Some random game I'll put on.
This is ass. We're trying to do a podcast. We can't talk while doing this.
We're kind of fucking around, though, nigga. Like, real talk.
I'm just gonna chill in this bedroom.
What? My nigga's not even going that crazy. You know what's weird? I don't even feel like playing games, man. I just wanna, like.
What'd you say, Don?
I don't even feel like playing games, my nigga. Like, I just wanna chat.
Okay, yeah, we can turn off this game.
No, nigga, I'm winning. I'm fucking eating their ass. Like,
I turned it off.
Pumpkin. What, nigga?
I turned off the game.
You turned off your game?
Yeah.
Bet. No, nigga.
You want me to restart the podcast, bro? Because no one's going to want to listen to this.
No, we good. We chill. Because it took me forever to get into the podcast. That's why. Like, it was giving me trouble. Let's just do this, bitch, nigga.
Okay.
Bro, so I was so zooted, nigga. I got lost in the snack aisle.
Wait, no, we gotta restart back because I wasn't paying attention.
No, the whole podcast.
Not the whole podcast. We're just from the first like second. What happened the first day?
Of thing. You greeted me with a beer at like 11 o'clock in the morning. And you set you set the trip off right, nigga. Like real talk.
Was I a good
host?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, nigga.
So we started off that. DJ was in the car, right? No one was in the car.
No. Cause I wanted to leave Lauren out.
Yeah.
For a minute.
And then we got back.
And I saw Lauren, and I saw you, DJ, your sister, DJ, Landry and shit. Yeah, we just chilled the first day. I think we got drunk. We bought some drinks, and then we freaking... What you call it? Got high too, nigga. We just fucking partied with Ryan and DJ.
We were never boring high, were we?
No, with the Eddie, we sort of got a little bored, tired, and I understand that.
With what?
The Eddie, the last night.
Oh, yeah.
But we were all freaking. How did that edible hit you, bro?
This nigga Ryan kept on scaring me, saying, "Nigga, I think I saw a Wendigo." Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. What you saying?
Bro, that shit was so funny, bro. But tell me. Okay, let's go through.
Dude, I got hit so many times for saying goddamn, nigga.
Okay, tell me your favorite story about just me and you. What was your favorite story?
I don't think there was a me and you. Nigga, like, real talk.
I'm going to be honest, bro. Just me picking you up, bro.
There wasn't a me and you, my nigga.
No, there wasn't me and you, bro, when I picked you up.
No, dude, I remember the only thing, like, the only time we were sober, nigga, was on that car ride.
And we still had shit in our system.
Always, nigga.
Because didn't I greet you with Zaw, too?
Yeah, you did, and I ripped that bitch, and I got high.
And we were drinking Alki.
Yeah.
So we started off strong, bro. Yeah, but what's it called? That's my favorite memory, just me and you chatting, catching up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nigga, old friends.
Okay, tell your favorite about DJ.
When he tried to rescue the Nick.
When he jumped in naked.
My nigga probably has penis worms, my nigga.
He got completely naked just to jump in for some vapes that were hitting the water. He was such a fiend, bro.
Bro was horrendous. Bro, how much shit did you tell your friends that I've done, that we've done?
What do you mean?
Because you said they were all excited to meet me, huh?
I've just told random stories about you.
Dude, I tried to beat my meat every night I was there, bro, but I was so drunk and high, nigga, that I couldn't, like, do shit.
How many times did you beat your dick there?
Huh?
Oh, didn't we beat our dick in the like? There was like three of us, and we all went to our own rooms.
When?
On this trip.
Who was it? Who was the three?
I think it was me, you, and DJ.
Yes, we did. I went in the bathroom that's like on the way to like your Pop's old room. You were in Pop's room. DJ was in Caden's room.
Yeah.
And we all beat our meat.
Good times.
Bro,
we were all blazed and tipsy.
Bro, dude, how much beer did we have left back on the last night?
A lot. So much, and we threw it all away.
Dude, I drank so much, and I partied so hard. Dude, I threw up like three nights, bro.
You threw up?
Yeah, dude, do you remember when Ryan was like, throw up? Everybody was like, shut the fuck up, Ryan.
He said, you're gonna die. He said, throw up. Okay, favorite moment with Ryan.
Dude, I'd have to say it's like whenever he got so pissed off that we left him outside.
What?
Huh?
When we left him?
Outside.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, fuck y'all niggas. Y'all niggas don't care about niggas' well-being.
And, oh, my favorite part was when he punched Landry.
Huh?
My favorite part was when he piped
Landry. Bro, thanks.
We recorded that, remember?
On baby.
On baby.
Bro, I don't even think Landry would let him sleep close, nigga. Like, on baby. Bro, we had so much fun there. I think my favorite memory with Ashton, because I covered Mike, I covered DJ, I covered Ryan. My favorite moment with Ashton is whenever he had to, like, chase me in the woods, nigga, because I was so zooted. That was the night, like, we were doing the like, role play thing, nigga. Mm-hmm. And I decided to take, like, 4 or 5 second hits or 15 second hits of the Zola, nigga, and I was, like, out. That's also when I threw up by the truck. And then we freaking, what'd you call it? I ran off into the woods, nigga, because I was so zooted. And this man had to come find me, bro. Skinny dipping was fun, and drinking and driving was really fun. I remember we bought beer one of the first nights that, that Mike and Ashton could join us, bro. And, like, he's like, Ashton's like, are we waiting for Gibson? And he's like, hell no, nigga, give me a beer. So I gave him a beer. And he's like, he pulls out a cigarette. I did not expect this from that nigga. He pulls out a cigarette. He's like, well, I'm drinking. I got to have the smoke. I'm like, damn, nigga, this nigga's cool as fuck.
Bruh, that trip was like a dream, bruh.
Dead ass, bro. I wouldn't trade any moment, nigga.
Bro, that trip was like literally like on another level.
I will say, though, like, as much as, like, Lauren was kind of a gray area, right? I will say going out to her farm and swimming and stuff was, like, needed. We needed to do something not stupid.
Just yeah, we needed to chill out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm, nigga, we was partying too hard, nigga. Let's see, what else did we do? What are other events? Skinny dip. Who did we skinny dip with? It was you, me, Jackson and DJ, right?
Yeah.
And our dicks were just flailing around everywhere, nigga. That shit was so gay.
Yeah.
Did we have towels or no?
No.
So we just put our clothes on after drying off, nigga?
Yeah.
Dude, I think I met Miss Rachel even when she was there.
Yeah, she...
Wasn't there that Cajun nigga who works on your grandma's plantation?
John Blazon. He was chill, bro.
Bro, that nigga said, y'all drinking out here? We're like, yes, sir. Y'all know that this gate's closed. We're like, yes, sir, we know.
He's like, I'm going to take one.
He's like, I'm going to take one. Bro did not give a shit, dude. Bro said, I'm going to get me an orange one.
What if they sound like R2-D2?
Let me get me an orange one.
Yeah.
Vinny, throw it back with an old bad romance challenge, please. No, not with that. No, actually. Vinny actually started off.
Oh
no, Vinny, why are you doing it in a weird voice?
I'm not, I'm going low.
No, it's
God, you know, bad romance.
Every single time you do it, switch like an accent. Okay, I'm hanging up. Vinny, stop.
The guy, go hang up a podcast. Scoopy.
No, what's it called? Do a different like voice for every single like octave. Every single time you go up one, you have to do it in a different accent.
Okay.
Ready? Start
off. God in a bad romance. God in a bad romance.
Okay, my turn, you ready?
What? I don't care. I'm hanging up. Goodbye. Nigga, I'm gonna hang up. If you keep wanting like goofy ass shit, nigga, fuck you. Gibson, would you eat ass?
No.
Huh?
No.
You wouldn't? Like, what if it was like clean as shit, nigga? Like,
no.
She like poured bleach out her asshole, nigga, and like that shit was like clean.
No.
Nigga, I'd lick toes if I was down horrendous. Good thing I'm not fucking down horrendous, nigga. Gibbles.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I do think about what would my life be like if I stayed in Texas, bro. We might not be as good as friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nigga, I'm baby.
Because we fight too much when we're in person.
Yeah, nigga, absolutely makes the heart grow fucking fonder, nigga.
You're just always, what's it called? I'm being serious, bro. No matter what, like, goes on in my normal life, I know that, like, I always can go home and talk to the bro, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I look forward to. I'm like,
bro. But, nigga, you don't talk to the bro, nigga. You've been busy.
I know I'm busy, bro. Well, what's it called? But when I do, what's it called? Like, during school, bro, whenever I'm like, damn, bro, shit's been tough today, bro. Let me just go play games with you, bro.
Yeah, very rarely does that happen, nigga, on baby. Fuck. Bro, you gotta start calling a nigga. Okay, explain to me something. I got a genuine question. So you said you didn't want Lauren... You didn't want me to know about Lauren's thing. Why? Explain it right here.
On the podcast? I don't think... We can go on FaceTime.
Nah, nigga. We explained it on the podcast.
No, right? I'm not explaining that on the fucking podcast, dude. That is personal information, bro. What's it called? That other people might could go look up, bro. But let's go on FaceTime.
Nigga, half the shit we talk about on here is personal information, nigga. What are you talking about?
I guess you're right. No one listens to this shit.
Facts, nigga. So just fucking spill it out, nigga.
Okay, so what's it called? Me and DJ were coming back. So I was thinking about it the whole way there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when I dropped you off, I was like, okay, DJ, help me. I need to break up with my girlfriend. He's like, why didn't you talk about this with Vinny? He's like, because for some reason my mom is going to think that Vinny's going to be the reason. I was like, why would she think that? I was like, trust me, bro. My mom's just weird. Because you didn't like her the whole trip. You know what I'm talking about? Not like her. That's what she thought. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then, so DJ helps me, and then we do it. And then, what's it called? I was going to call you the next night and be like, hey, bro, if Lauren mentioned something, but I just forgot to, I was supposed to call you. Because me, I even told DJ the next day. I was like, oh, bro, we got to tell. I forgot. I have to tell Vinit. And then I was going to call you and say, like, hey, bro, don't – what's it called? If Lauren asks you about the breakup, be like – pretend like you don't even know what happened yet.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, that my bad, bro. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, bro. Nigga, like, it wasn't to hide it from you, man. I'm sorry that I made it seem like that. I was just being stupid and I forgot to call. You hear me?
No, nigga, it still don't make sense why you think.
I don't know what else to tell you, bro. That's all that's.
You could have talked to me and then, like, not fucking, like.
No, I literally just forgot to call, bro. I was so, like.
No, like, whenever you're trying to
break after, up. Dude, after a while, man, I was, like, in a weird state of mind, bro. I don't know if it's because I was coming back from being high that much. What's it called or something? I don't know what it was, but those days after, like, just quitting, like, going stone cold turkey off of vape, going off of weed, I was in a weird place, bro. I was just, like. Trying to get through the day, bro. I was just occupying myself. I should have called, though, bro. My bad.
Yeah, nigga, you bad for right. Baby, nigga.
But I didn't do it to hurt you, bro. I didn't mean to do that, bro.
No, nigga, you didn't hurt me, nigga. I'm not fucking hurt by that shit, nigga. I just don't want you to fucking... not fucking tell me, nigga, for some stupid bitch-ass reason, nigga. Like,
yeah, I got you, bro. But what'd she say to you, bro?
He was like, did Gibson tell you? And I go, tell me what? And I go, he probably told me. But, like, I forgot, nigga. Like, real talk. And she's like, Gibson broke up with me. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just like, I don't know. Fuck it. All right, life goes on, nigga. You ain't the only one who got fucking heartbreak issues, nigga. I will say, like, Lauren was like, she was a gray area, nigga. Like, real talk. Like, I hated third wheeling, but it was somewhat not bad.
Mm-hmm. Bruh, she is horrible when she's high, though, dude.
Is she?
She gets so fucking horny.
Horny, nigga?
Yeah.
Did you pipe whenever she was, horny? Or whenever she was high horny?
Sometimes.
Nigga, that's like rape, nigga, like.
No, I was high too, bro.
Okay, then that's fine.
I was never, like, not high when she was high. That would feel like rape, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Of course that shit would feel like rape, nigga. You didn't tell me that she was 16, nigga. That's fucking rape,
right? That's not fucking rape. That's the age of consent, bro.
And your butt fuck city, nigga?
Her mom even knows, bro.
Huh?
Her mom knows that we had sex, bro.
That's still weird as fuck, nigga.
That is weird, bro. I felt so weird when she told me that. I was like, why should she fucking tell her that? And I was like, why would the fuck would you even mention that? And I was like, my bad.
Nigga, that she was probably fucking high as shit, nigga. No, nigga.
Bro, I gotta wake up and go to work tomorrow, bro.
Nigga, I can't believe this is the last time I'm gonna see the two homies, nigga. Everybody's gonna be fucking split up, nigga. Nigga, I just can't believe it, nigga. I'm gonna kick this nigga's ass. Come on, furry nigga, don't let me down. Fuck that nigga up, cuz. Come on. Bro, I'm dead ass gonna miss the homies for real, nigga, like on baby. Bro, Gib, do you ever miss the homies? Do you ever miss the homies, my nigga? You probably got too many friends over there, my nigga, for real.
No, yeah, of course I miss the homies. But I only miss a few homies. Like, it's weird. I don't think about Wyatt that much. I used to think about, like, all that stuff. The only homies that I think about are mainly just you, then, like, Saman, then Devin.
Devin last, nigga, you think about Saman more?
Yeah, I do think about Saman more. Saman's just so chill, you know what I mean?
Why don't you think about Devin more than Saman?
I do think about Devin. It's just that we don't hang out. I don't hang out with... I used to hang out with Devin a lot more than I did you for a long time, but me and Devin just don't talk as much as me and you do.
Yeah, nigga, that nigga got busy. Bro, I'm gonna be going to college near Savannah, bro. Gib. I can't believe our old life is over, nigga. Like, we're done. Ain't shit changed with the weather, nigga. It'll always be that way. Bro, you ever gonna miss, like, in college, nigga? You gonna miss, like, the shit your high school, nigga?
Yeah, probably, bro.
Bro, I get asked, might kill myself in fucking college, nigga. Like, I'm gonna be that depressed, nigga. You know I joined the Navy, nigga? Gib?
What?
You know I joined the Navy?
Yeah, I know, but I thought you got kicked out.
I didn't get kicked out. I got medically discharged, nigga.
Yeah.
It's not the same as being kicked out.
Bro, I should probably go to bed, bro. What's it called? I gotta wake up so early and I gotta go to work.
What?
I probably should go to bed, bro. I gotta wake up so early.
Yeah. What time you gotta wake up?
I gotta wake up at, like, what time am I gonna wake up? I think I could probably wake up around, like, 6:30.
Nigga, that's early, bro.
So, yeah, bro.
No, nigga. Stay for, like, 10 minutes, or at least 8, nigga. Wait till it's, like, 40 minutes.
Okay.
No, but, nigga, I'm gonna, like, miss the homies. I love all of my homies, all my niggas. We got 4 of us in the group, nigga. It's been us 4, nigga, since day 1. It's been Devin. It's been you. It's been me. It's been Salmon, bro. And now we gone, nigga. Boy, nigga. Bro, I deadass don't know how to feel, gang.
Dude, this babe is so burnt.
Here, hop on a FaceTime. Talk on FaceTime. We got a cheers, nigga.
What'd you say?
We got a cheers, nigga.
Hop on FaceTime?
Yeah, nigga.
So we're into the pod?
I guess so, nigga. We just gotta, like, cheers before we go.